Thank you very much, Sam. Building is in the news, and our next batch of news items feature permission for a development at Town Close School, the opening of a new building on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of Falcon Junior School, and possible redevelopment of a part of the Great Hospital, which may reveal some of our local history.
New dining and teaching facilities will form part of a new building at a Norwich school, which has been given the green light by planners. Town Close School's plans for the new building at its 15-acre site off Newmarket Road have been approved by Norwich City Council. It will include a purpose-built kitchen and dining hall, as well as new teaching facilities for art, music and science. Nicholas Bevington, headmaster at the Independent Preparatory School, said the new extension will provide state-of-the-art science laboratories, a spacious, light-filled art room, and the opportunity to bring together the school's wealth of music provision. The heart of our new development will be a beautiful contemporary dining hall, which will visually bridge the playground and garden spaces and, in so doing, provide a calm, nurturing environment for our pupils and staff. To support the construction project, Town Close School has launched a fundraising initiative, the Town Close 2020 Fund, and is looking to partner with educational trusts and charities to support for the project.
A Norwich primary school has celebrated its 50th anniversary with the official opening of a new state-of-the-art building. On Friday, pupils and staff gathered at Falcon Junior School in Sprowston to witness the grand opening of the school's new Bob Bruce building. Named after the school's first head teacher, the new eco-friendly building, which contains four classrooms, was opened by Mr. Bruce's widow, Jean Bruce. Rob Clark, deputy head teacher, said the opening had been an exciting day for all involved. We had the whole school outside to witness the opening. 430 children, parents, former students, previous teachers and the Bruce family. It was a momentous occasion, he said. Falcon School, which was originally opened in 1969 as a middle school, became a junior school in 2005. Since then, it has steadily grown in size, with pupil numbers expected to reach 480 in September.
Relics from the city's Anglo-Saxon past may be unearthed if plans to demolish a former care home get the go-ahead. Plans to replace former care home Elaine Herbert House in Norwich's Great Hospital site with 19 new sheltered housing units go before Norwich City Council, with officers recommending it for approval. But should the scheme get the go-ahead, County Hall is keen for the work to be done to discover what lies beneath the site before any work can be done. James Allburn, acting leader of Norfolk County Council's Historic Environment Team, believes the site, which dates back to the 13th century, could unlock secrets of an even deeper history. In his consultation response, he said, "Previous archaeological investigations within the wider hospital site have identified evidence of late Anglo-Saxon and early medieval activity predating the establishment of the hospital itself."
Historic Howe Hill House is sporting a new hairdo as its thatched roof ridge gets a revamp. Two master craftsmen took up the roof to give the Broads Environmental Study Centre near Ludham a brand new look. Work re-ridging Howe Hill is about quarter of the way through a three-month, £55,000 project funded through a 50th anniversary appeal in 2016. Howe Hill Trust Director Simon Partridge said, "The thatch roof is the crowning glory of our Grade 2 listed house, and we are lucky to have it done by two top craftsmen with strong links to the place. For one of the thatchers, it was this exact building that gave him the inspiration to thatching as his career." Leighton Rutherford of Buxton near Aylsham said, "During a primary school visit here, Marshman Eric Edwards told us about thatching and showed us how to knock up a bunch of reed. I was an outside person. I wanted to do that. Just hearing the children running around and having fun while they learn is a reminder of the time I enjoyed here at this great place.
A 160-year-old original drawing of Norwich Cathedral's west window has travelled halfway across the world to get back home. The drawing was hidden in a trunk in Western Australia before the research work of writer David Berwick led him to find the designer's great-grandson. The drawing by George Caleb Hedgeland was inherited by Bill Bennett, his great-grandson, and had been untouched in his attic for more than 50 years. Mr. Bennett said, "When I first saw the drawings, I thought he was an amateur artist that went around painting different stained glass windows. Eventually, we discovered that one of the coloured drawings was of the top portion of our west window. This artwork had remained hidden in the trunk for 164 years, since 1854. Following the discovery, Mr. Bennett has decided to gift the drawing of the west window to Norwich Cathedral.
Now our last feature, which is about a pedal car, which springs a surprise at auction. Simon Parkin's article is read by Sam Elmhurst.